The government's tax cut package is a step closer to becoming law after passing the House of Representatives last night. Labor didn't vote against the plan, which includes tax cuts for low and middle income earners. In the meantime, the head of the Reserve Bank has called for more government action to support the economy after the RBA cut official interest rates to an historic low yesterday of 1%. It's the first back-to-back cut since 2012 amid fears of a global financial slowdown. A nursing home south of Sydney is in lockdown after four elderly people died after contracting the flu. Five residents have been hospitalised and 15 people put into isolation. The home's been quarantined since early June. Police claim they've foiled a terror plot in Sydney following yesterday's raids in the city's west. Two of the three men arrested are accused of being members of Islamic State. It's alleged 20-year-old Isaac El-Matari was planning an attack on prominent Sydney police stations, consulates, courts and churches. And Sri Lankan police have arrested their top commander and a former defence chief for failing to prevent this deadly Easter Sunday suicide bombings. Both men have been undergoing medical treatment. They were arrested at two different hospitals in Colombo. Sri Lanka's Attorney General has slammed the officials' failure to heed security warnings and called it a crime against humanity. Nine other senior police officers are also suspects. More than 250 people were killed in those attacks.